Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hold out your hands. Wiggle your fingers. Tiptoe on your feet. Bend your knees. Who made your body? Jesus. Who helped you move? Jesus. Let's sing, I Have Hands That Clap.
I have hands that clap, clap, clap. I have hands that clap, clap, clap. I have hands that clap, clap, clap. They were made by Jesus. I have fingers that wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. I have fingers that wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. I have fingers that wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. They were made by Jesus. I have feet that tippy tippy toe. I have feet that tippy tippy toe. I have feet that tippy tippy toe. They were made by Jesus. I have feet that bend by my chair. I have feet that bend by my chair. I have hands that float in prayer. Now I talk to Jesus.
Look out your window. Can you see the sun? The sun warms us up and makes plants grow. Sunshine helps us feel happy, too. Let's sing, Jesus Made the Sunshine. Time for a fun food activity. Can you name two types of grains? So I'm going to ask some questions. Yes or no? Is this food a grain? All right, here we go. Wheat.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's a very common grain. How about oats?
Yes.
Yes, we use oats a lot in our family. Okay, how about kidney beans?
No.
No, that's in the bean family. What about mango? Is that a grain?
No.
No, that's a fruit. How about quinoa?
Yes.
Yes, quinoa is a grain. And rice?
Yes.
Rice is a grain used very frequently throughout the world. Okay, how about tofu? Is it a grain?
No.
No, it's made from soybeans. Okay, last one. Is barley a grain?
Yes.
Yes. Which ones are your favorite?
Rice.
Good. Can you think of another one?
Quinoa.
Those are good. And you can use these grains to make lots of tasty foods, too. You can make cornbread. You can make oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
Muffins, patties, and pancakes. Or spaghetti. Or bread. Muffins, even your breakfast cereal bite, they are all from grains. And they're so tasty, lots of different kinds. Whole grains are best. They help our bodies to be healthy. We need to eat more grains a day than fruits, vegetables, or beans. Today's story will tell us of a dream God gave Joseph about grain. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for the stories in the Bible. Please help us to learn about you through the story of Joseph. In Jesus' name, amen. Jacob stayed in Uncle Laban's house for many years. Jacob got married and had boys of his own. Do you know how many boys he had? He had a lot. I'll count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 boys. Joseph was one of Jacob's boys. Jacob made Joseph a beautiful coat that had many colors. Joseph liked the coat, but his brothers were angry and jealous. "Why don't we have special coats like that?" they grumbled. Should we ever grumble and complain? No. Or would God rather us to be happy and thankful? He would rather us to be happy and thankful for what we have. One night, Joseph had a dream. In his dream, each of Jacob's boys had a bundle of wheat. All of the brothers' bundles bowed down to Joseph's bundle. Another night, Joseph dreamed that the sun, moon, and 11 stars, which represent his brothers, all bowed down to him. Joseph's brothers did not like the dreams. They became more unhappy. "We'll never bow down to you," they said. One day, Joseph's brothers were very mean. They put Joseph in a deep hole. Then they sold him for money to men going away on camels. Joseph was taken far, far away from his home to another country. Joseph was so sad, he must have cried and cried. In his new home, Joseph worked very hard. He always did his work well. Jesus loved Joseph, and he helped him become the king's most important helper. When people needed help, they came and they bowed down to Joseph. One day, Joseph's own brothers came to buy food. They came to buy grain. Joseph knew who they were, but they didn't recognize him. They didn't know that that was their brother. When they bowed down, Joseph remembered how they had bowed down to him in his dreams years ago. Joseph could tell that his brothers had changed. Now they were kind and not selfish. Joseph told his brothers who he was. They must have been very surprised, and they were very afraid because they had been so mean. "We were mean to you," they said. "Please forgive us." Joseph gladly forgave them, and he hugged his brothers. Joseph was being kind, just like Jesus. When we do something bad, Jesus still loves us. When we are sorry, Jesus forgives us. What should we do for people who are not kind to us? We should be kind and forgive. Let's ask Jesus to help us to be kind and forgiving to others, just like Joseph. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Luke 6:37. Forgive and you will be forgiven. The first and last words are almost the same. Forgive and forgiven. Let's try it again. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Luke 6:37. Forgive.
Forgive.
And you.
And you.
Will be.
Will be.
Forgiven.
Forgiven.
Luke.
Luke.
6.
6.
37.
37.
Will you pray with me?
Yes.
Okay. Fold your hands.
Yes.
And repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For helping Joseph. To be kind.
Kind.
Help us.
Help us.
To be kind.
Kind.
And always.
Always.
Forgive.
Yes.
Others.
Others.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Our closing song today is I Cannot See Him. Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. to download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.